Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you look at the hole here the first couple weeks of the season and probably haven't played as well as you would have liked, but you're within an eyelash of winning three of them. Big picture, a lot of positives to take yet from these last couple weeks, haven't there, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, there's always positives, and then there's negatives. It just it lets you know what you need to work on and lets you know what you're doing well, and you're always on top of something because there's always going to be something that's slipping a little bit. But we got to get more consistency. We still got to create our identity, and we're working at that.
The end of 3-on-3, Eric Martin's trying to keep a puck in the zone right in front of your bench there. Can't, unfortunately. Kyle Loft, unfortunately, lost his stick. You can maybe survive one of those two unfortunate things. Both of them in 3-on-3, the recipe for a loss, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the old adage, ifs and buts were candy nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, I guess. But at the end of the day, I mean, you got to minimize your mistakes in those 3-on-3s because things are going to happen anyway. Things happen on their own. And so you can't create that. You can't create a situation that's going to be an advantage to your opposition.
For lack of a better term, how much higher is the hockey IQ of 3-on-3 overtime for your players now than when it started? I mean, they've seen it so much, and heck, they've played in it so much now.
Yeah, there's hockey IQ, but it's also a skills competition. I mean, it's gimmicky hockey, but it's fun gimmicky hockey, so it's just part of our sport now.
Kyle Loft gets two power play goals last week. I want to kind of break down his evolution from the time he walked on till now. He seems to be looking for a shot more to me. These last couple of years, is that something you're asking of him, or is he just taking that upon himself?
Well, no, the game's slower for him. So, I mean, that's what happens with experience. And as you get experience, the game slows down for you. Your confidence level goes up. And, and I think they're obviously there's a level of, whether it's not really, from the coaching staff, but it might be just, again, on his own, self-inflicted, where he feels that he needs to provide a little more leadership, and that leadership sometimes is from an offensive standpoint, so he might look at it that way, and I want him shooting more. So I like it when Lufty shoots because he's got a bomb.
He's got a really good shot. How has that evolved in his time here?
Well, it hasn't evolved. He came in with a bomb. But he's got more confidence with that shot right now. He's getting it off quicker. I mean, he's worked on those types of things. He's worked on his craft over the years of being here. But he always could shoot the puck. But now, again, as you get bigger, stronger, you get more experience, you practice it. There's just a lot of repetition. He gets it off quicker. He's going to get he's hitting the puck more square. So there's just a lot of things. He has good rotation on his shot. So there's just a lot of things that play into it.
Fans, and I'll admit me too, think, okay, the power play is not necessarily fixed, but it's in a lot better shape after those two goals. From a coaching staff's standpoint, does two goals make a difference?
Well, it makes you feel better because, again, it got us into overtime last week. It got us a lead, but we have work to do. I mean, we got a lot of things to clean up in our special teams. We have things to clean up in our power play, our penalty kill, and yeah, we got things that we need to clean up. So I'm not going to sit there and say it's maybe there's a little Band-Aid on it right now, but we got to get consistency.
What did the third period last Saturday tell you about your team that you maybe didn't already know about them?
Well, it's just nice coming back from a two-goal deficit. I mean, I was a little annoyed that we gave up the two goals, but then again, we found a way to get the two goals back, and that's a sign of it's a sign of a resilient group.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. On to St. Thomas. You got a bunch of guys back in your lineup tonight. You got both Magnussons in your lineup again. You've got Vinny Corcoran back in your lineup. You haven't had a full complement of a lineup here since the season started. How many moving parts are there here, and you still trying to figure out lines now that you got guys back?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to figure out, and it's nice to have those guys in the lineup. But the trouble is when you get guys in the lineup, then guys are out of the lineup. So I mean, there's all that. It's not easy to put a lineup together. So everybody wants to play, so that makes it difficult as well.
We kind of figured St. Thomas would go the route that they have of getting a bunch of transfers in, because making that jump from D3 to D1. Is not an easy one. That to me has been hard to kind of pinpoint what their identity is. They've got new guys all the time. You obviously watch them a lot more intently than I do. What do you see as St. Thomas's identity?
Well, their identity is what their coaching staff wants their identity to be, not necessarily what their players are. I mean, the identity that's created is created by your staff. It's created by the culture of your program, what you want the culture to be. And their culture is very similar to ours, where they're a work-based staff. They play an honest game, and they got some talent as well.
With that many new bodies every year, how much more homework do you have to do against them than somebody that, you know, any other team in the league that's just got, you know, new freshmen coming in?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's not necessarily, we're not really doing homework on individuals. We're doing homework on, obviously, their team play, their team structure. So, I mean, that changes. That's pretty similar. So,
what challenges do they bring to the table this weekend?
Well, they got depth. They got forward depth. I mean, they might have the most depth in our league up front. I mean, everything's, you know, they're new and they're young. They're as old as we are. I think we have 10 upperclassmen. They have 9. So that tells you something right there. So we have the equal amount of experience, and they've got a ton of sophomores because they brought in a lot of freshmen in last year. So if you wanted to peel back the onion, they might have more experience than us.
What's a hockey doubleheader like around here?
I like
it's the first
it.
One of the year.
No, I like it. I like when, you know, the women are playing. I like watching them. It's fun. It's hockey day in Bemidji. I guess that's the best way of putting it.
Good way. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.